Chapter 40. Rome begins to weaken. The British Rebellion. When Julius Caesar and Caesar Augustus were in charge of the Roman Empire, Rome was strong and prosperous. But bad emperors like Nero started to weaken Rome. Even worse, some of the countries that Rome had conquered began to resist Roman rule. They wanted to be free again. The Celts who lived in Britain had never liked Roman rule. And the Romans had never managed to control all of the British islands. Some of the Celts obeyed Roman laws and paid taxes to the Romans, but others rebelled. One of these disobedient Celtic tribes was particularly annoying to the Romans because their leader was a woman. In ancient times, women weren't considered to be brave or strong. Men thought it was very embarrassing to be beaten by a woman. But the leader of this Celtic tribe was no ordinary woman. She was a powerful warrior queen named Boadicea. A Roman writer named Cassius described Boadicea. She was very tall, taller than a man, and her voice was strong and powerful, loud enough to echo from mountain to mountain. She had fierce, piercing eyes and long, thick, red-brown hair that hung down past her waist. She wore a billowing tartan cloak and a thick gold collar around her neck. Boadicea refused to make her tribe part of the Roman Empire. Instead, she led the Celts in raids on the Roman settlements. The Romans seemed powerless to stop them. They even raided the biggest Roman settlement in Britain, Londinium. Later, this Roman settlement became the city of London. Soon, the Romans in Britain were terrified of Boadicea and her warriors. The Roman citizens who lived in the settlements started telling each other that they had seen strange things, signs that Rome was doomed to be defeated by the Celts. The Statue of Victory fell face down without being pushed. A woman claimed that she had seen the sea turn as red as blood. Other people said that they saw a ghost town in ruins near Londinium. And a man insisted that he had heard strange shrieks and yells coming from an empty Roman theater. Did these strange things really happen? Probably not. But the stories show how nervous the Romans were about Boadicea. Boadicea collected more and more Celtic warriors around her. Soon there were 100,000 British marching down on 10,000 Romans. That means that there was one Roman for every 10 British fighters. Just before the final attack, Boadicea rode around and made a famous speech to all her warriors. "We British are accustomed to having women in command," she shouted. "The gods will grant us revenge against the Roman invaders. I plan to win this battle, or die trying. Let the men live as slaves to the Romans if they want to, but I refuse to live in slavery." Then the Celts attacked. They rode into battle without any plan. They charged in at top speed, each soldier doing exactly what he wanted. But the Romans stayed together. They did what their general said. Even though they were outnumbered, they won. The victory in Britain was only temporary, though. Soon the Romans were forced to leave Britain altogether. Today in Britain, you can still see the ruins of Roman walls and roads. Those ruins are all that is left of the Roman settlements in Britain. Rome divided in two. The Roman Empire didn't last forever. Today, if you go to Italy, you will see ruins of old Roman buildings. You will see the remains of old Roman roads, but you won't see any ancient Romans. What happened to the Roman Empire? The Roman Empire got too big. Its borders were too long for one army to protect. The soldiers of Rome couldn't possibly keep all invaders out of Rome's territory, and more invaders started to wander into the Roman Empire. Ruling Rome was a little bit like having the biggest candy bar in a group of very hungry people. Everyone wanted to take it away. The emperors of Rome had to fight constantly against invaders. These invaders wanted Roman land and Roman wealth. They wanted to use the Roman roads and live in the Roman villages. But they didn't want to obey the Roman emperor or pay taxes to the Roman government. So they attacked Rome's borders with armies, hoping to take Rome's countries away. The Roman emperors had a difficult time keeping invaders out. There was so much Roman land that they couldn't protect all of it at once. If ruling Rome was like having the biggest candy bar in a group of hungry people, ruling the entire empire was like having a candy bar as big as a car. How could you keep the whole candy bar safe? While you were protecting one side of it, a hungry person could sneak up and take a bite out of the other side. And if you ran around to protect the other side, you would leave the first side without anyone to guard it. How could you protect such a big candy bar? Do you have any ideas? Here's one idea. You could break the candy bar in half and give the other half to someone you trusted to guard for you. That's exactly what happened to the Roman Empire. A wise emperor named Diocletian realized that no one ruler could keep all of Rome safe. "This empire is too big for one man," he exclaimed. "I will break it into two pieces and ask someone else to rule the other half." So Diocletian asked another Roman leader to be his partner. This partner, Maximian, ruled the western part of the Roman Empire. Diocletian ruled the eastern half. Now Rome had two emperors. Diocletian and Maximian worked hard to protect Rome. Each one had an army, and they recruited more and more soldiers to make their armies bigger. For a while, the Romans held off invaders. The Roman Empire seemed to be doing well. Eventually, Rome became the capital of the western half of the empire, and Constantinople, the city named after Constantine, became the capital of the eastern half of the empire. But something strange began to happen to Rome. The western Roman Empire grew poorer and poorer, while the eastern Roman Empire became richer and richer. The people of the west even had trouble finding enough food for themselves. They had to buy food from the east. And Rome, which had once been the greatest city in the world, was looking run down. But Constantinople was a shining, beautiful city, full of marble buildings with gold trim. The Western Roman Empire had other problems, too. Invaders from the north kept attacking its borders, and the Western army was too weak to keep these invaders away. The people of the Western Roman Empire called the invaders barbarians, because they could not understand their language. And they were frightened of the barbarians, who seemed able to conquer anything in their path. The armies of the Western Roman Empire tried to fight the barbarians off, but they just kept on coming. They invaded Britain. They invaded Gaul. They invaded Spain. And soon, they invaded Italy itself. Note to parent. Boadicea's revolt against Rome was in CE 61 to 63. It is presented slightly out of chronological order in order to introduce the idea that Rome was weakening. Diocletian came to the throne in CE 284 and divided the empire in 286. He ruled jointly with Maximian from 286 to 305.